Have you noticed we've been drifting through the woods?
I know.
Now, why would stagnant waters have a current?
I don't know. Maybe it'll take us out.
Yeah. Good luck.
It's early evening back in Inverness. Once again, the mansion hums with that strange trembling that continues to plague the inhabitants as things float about, bumping into the walls. Lamps stretch at their cords. In the kitchen, the chef, Wham-Bam, is chasing his flying pots and pans, while Mojo is calmly playing the piano.
Isn't it wonderful? Look, I can jump into the air, and look how long it takes me to come down.
That's great. But if it keeps up like this, we're going to be walking on the ceiling.
Won't that be something?
Oh, yeah.
Mojo, I want to thank you for talking Auntie into letting me move into the mushroom.
Once she saw it, she talked herself into it.
I guess you're right. No one can talk Auntie into anything.
She's changing. Just give her a chance, like she's given you.
How did you get so wise?
If I was that wise, I'd be...
You were saying?
Don't move. Don't turn around.
Why?
Behind you, there's a panel sliding open. There's a hand wearing a black leather glove. It's just removed a vase, and now it's returning, holding a stuffed owl. And now... It's time to move!
Mojo leaps for the hand, but it's too fast. It jerks back into the wall and slams the panel shut.
Ouch!
Well, not quite shut, because Mojo's fingers are in there. Mojo pushes the panel open and crawls into the hollow wall and gives chase, dashing after the fleeing figure with the black glove.
Go get him, Mojo!
And back on a raft, floating through a dank forest filled with rakshasas, Jack and little Frida have noticed that their raft has picked up speed as they swiftly glide past the trees, headed toward...
There, up ahead. We're heading into a little pool.
Why is the surface so ripply?
Because the water is going around in circles.
Why is it going in circles?
Because the current has nowhere to go.
You sure it's not going somewhere?
No, because now we're beginning to spin around in circles.
Yeah, but you know when you pull the plug in a sink?
You think the water is going somewhere?
Yeah, going down.
You think we're in the middle of a whirlpool?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
As the whirlpool increases and Jack and little Frida whirl around and around, they could hear a familiar sound. The walls of the whirlpool appear to rise higher and higher as they're going down and down while spinning around and around until...
Oh. Whoa.
And they're gone.
Hope is the last thing today.
While Mojo was talking to Evie, a panel opened in a wall and a hand removed a vase of artificial flowers and replaced it with a stuffed owl. As the hand withdrew, Mojo leaped forward. The panel almost slammed shut, but Mojo got his fingers in there.
Ouch!
Mojo forced open the panel, climbed into the hollow wall, and gave chase.
Look at him run! Man! He is fast.
Through the hollow walls they scamper, but Mojo, who jogs, lifts weights, and does a lot of yoga, is remarkably limber, and in fact, he's narrowing the gap. The chasee glances back, sees Mojo gaining on him, and lets out a cry. The figure leaps through a final door and out into the night. But Mojo is hot on his heels. In fact, he's about to reach out and grab him by his Macintosh when the figure dives into a hedge.
Where'd he go? Oh, here's an opening. Now I got him trapped. Oh, wait a minute. There's a wall of hedges in here. He either went that-a-way or this-a-way. I'll try that-a-way.
But a moment later...
No, it's a dead end. He must have gone this way.
But another moment later...
Damn, this hedge has got me turned around. I know. It's because I'm inside that maze. And I got the feeling it's going to be a long night.
And meanwhile, back within the realms of the dreaded Rakshasas, Jack and little Frida were swept into a whirlpool. They were spun around and around and down and down. And they disappeared down the drain. But then, somewhere out there in the middle of nowhere, an oasis appeared in the sand. And a moment later...
Meow.
Oh, good grief. We just popped out into another pool.
I think we're in a courtyard.
You're right. It's... Oh, no. Not another palace.
The pool is evaporating.
Holy mackerel. It's gone. We're just sitting on the sand.
There's sand dunes piled up everywhere.
Why does this look familiar?
I'll bet it's palace number 3.
You mean... the desert palace of the king of the Rakshasas?
You got it.
Let's get out of here.
Which way?
Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's all desert out there, and we're...
We're...
better...
better...
off...
off...
staying right where we are.
Oh?
I just saw them.
Saw what?
Look, out there.
All around them... is a desolate desert of moon-washed sand. It's pitted and furrowed with holes and chasms, and it sparkles with what looks like thousands of diamonds reflecting the moon.
Ooh, that's neat.
Ah, but the surface is very strange indeed, for it rises and falls as if it were alive.
Uh-oh.
And as they stand there, transfixed by this strange sight, they can see the shining diamonds are really the glittering eyes of creatures with pointed tails that swarm over the sand and swiftly dive in and out of the holes or stand perfectly still, except for their tails that never rest.
The dwellers in the sand.
Oh.
Also known as sand-haunting Rakshasas.
Oh.
Yeah, I escaped them once, but I was standing on a mountaintop then. This time, unfortunately, we're at their level.
Maybe we should retreat.
Good idea. Where?
Into a high tower.
Does this place have a tower?
One, way up there.
That thing's a tower?
Yeah, it's kind of a thin tower.
You think it's safe up there?
Do you think it's safe down here?
Excellent point.
Caught in a maze. Oh, man. Doesn't matter which way I go, I keep getting nowhere. Looks like I could be right in the center of this thing. Tell you what, I think I'll just sit down and enjoy the night. Looks like I'll be spending it out here anyway.
You know, I've spent an awful lot of my life spiraling around in circles inside towers.
There's something further up.
If it gets any narrower, I'll get stuck in there.
Oh, stop it.
What?
Stop being yourself.
Well, how can I stop being myself?
Be who you are.
Isn't that myself?
That's who you are.
Myself isn't who I am?
No.
Well, if myself isn't who I am, then who am I?
Who you are.
Ugh. I give up.
See?
What?
Yourself gave up.
So?
Who you are wouldn't give up.
It wouldn't.
Never.
Let's keep climbing.
What is Gineth? A garden? Is that what Inverness is? A garden?
As Mojo sits there, listening to the sounds of the night, the ground begins to rise up in front of him as a trap door slowly opens and a plate slides out.
What do we have here? Cookies. Oatmeal raisins.
Not bad. While Mojo is chewing, a hand darts out, grabs one of his sandals, and slips back in.
What?
The ground settles back down.
Hey, I'm getting hungry.
The steps end up here.
Yeah, but isn't there a door?
I'm walking.
Hey, is this thing starting to sway?
Come on up, Jacko.
Yeah, if I can. I don't think I can fit.
Yes, you can.
I'm stuck.
No, come on.
I can't.
Giving up again?
No, I'm not.
Looks like an underground passageway. What? What's that I smell? Curry. Oh, no. That diva's at it again. Another night with no sleep. Hey, wait a minute. I just remembered. She's Italian. I think I know how to lure her out of there. Oh, yeah.